And hey guys,
welcome back to a new episode.
Yeah, and a new space. Environment.
Oh yeah, we're doing a little podcast tour right now.
We really are.
Just experimenting. We like, really are. Nothing new.
Yeah,
but
how's life, guys?
Get into the video. Okay,
yeah, I'll be honest. No, do you know what? It's been a busy couple of weeks. Mm. So last week it was Ramadan.
Yeah.
And then before that, we were in Turkey.
Eid Mubarak, guys.
Huh? Eid Mubarak, guys. Before that, we were in Turkey.
Yeah.
So there was just a lot going on. And then also like fundraising. By the way, thanks to everybody who helped us donate so much money for Turkey and the victims there. Honestly, it means so much. Like, we honestly, how much did we raise over the month?
68K.
That is mental.
Yeah. Combined. Two, we had combined. two campaigns.
Yeah, we had two campaigns. So we just combined them.
Oh,
but yeah, about 16.
Yeah.
Shout out to us as well. Pat on the back.
It's mainly them. Did you donate?
Yeah.
That's what
actually,
I thought.
Did.
I
did.
I'm joking, but like, why are you concealing your... Why are you concealing? Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Wait, why did you ask me?
You.
Just set me up.
Anyways, we're doing a Dilemmas part two. No, we're not. We're not doing
We're doing Unpopular Opinions part two.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So if you go onto our channel about 9 months ago, on the 26th of June, we did one. Yeah, we did one. And we promised to do a part two and we didn't. We never did.
It's okay though, we're back.
So we're finally in that promise now.
Yeah.
9 months later.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But yeah, no, we're here. And yeah, before we get into the video, we have a couple things to say. Well,
thank you to Apollo Box quickly for sending us this cute candle holder. And if you like it, check out their website. It will be in the description, as well as our discount code, which will give you 15% off. Be on screen right now. That's it.
Back to the video.
Okay. There's a couple of things.
Opinion. Men shouldn't eat white chocolate. It's for girls only.
I agree.
Why do I agree?
I agree.
Why does white chocolate give?
It's so feminine.
Yeah. Feminine vibes.
White chocolate. I don't like white chocolate.
Oh, do you know? I love white chocolate.
You're a man. Yeah.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah. Next.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance to like retaliate. Okay. I don't think anyone should eat white chocolate. It's illegal.
Oh, okay.
What?
White so disgusting.
It's so nice.
Sorry.
You definitely like dark chocolate, like?
No.
Oh.
I don't like any chocolate.
You like them different, yeah.
Oh, she's a crisp girl.
Yeah, I'm crisp and sweet.
God, so her opinion is.
Oh, act like you know me. Thank you.
Okay. As I've known you for about 10 plus years. Oh, yeah. All right. Sorry, man.
Ooh, this one's a good one. Okay. What? Arranged marriages aren't that bad. Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing is that I feel like arranged, I feel like that word is used in such...
negative,
like way nowadays. Like people think you... Like, do you know what it is?
People correlate think, it with force.
With force. People think arranged is force, yeah. And that's not the case. If your mum knows someone that she thinks is good for you...
Why do you have to go there, though?
I don't know. Wait, why'd you want that? How'd you want that?
Has it happened to you? No, it hasn't. Yeah, well...
But the thing is that people don't understand that we also have a right to choose. Like, if they bring it to us and they say, actually,
you can say no. It's fine. Yeah. That's the point of the arrangement. But no, I feel like family's doing the CRB for you. It's like, you just ticked off one box for me. Now I don't have to do the awkwardness of bringing the guy home.
Yeah.
Of like, do you know what I mean? The whole conversation.
Yeah, I hear that.
Now you already know him. Yeah. It's fine.
But I would say that I'd rather get to know them on my own. I don't know. Actually, you can still say that.
Wait,
I was about to say it's suspicious.
But you know what it is? Like, I feel like if I know family like knows them, I don't know why, but in my head I'm just
like a red flag.
No, it's not a red flag, but I feel like they're gonna paint themselves out to be a saint in front of them. Do you get it?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Like, I feel like they won't be there like.
Also,
true
it depends
selves.
Which family member has recommended them.
That's
like
true.
If it's a distant uncle, it's like I don't rate you, bro. I'm not listening to your opinion.
That is true.
But if it's direct family, like, they want the best for you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is true.
Next.
Hmm. Period. No, I'm not going to read that.
Why? Just say it.
No, because it's about men. We
I
hate talking about men.
Enough about men.
I'm going to read it. What is it?
How do I leave them alone, man? I'll just clock which one it is.
No, it was on that page.
Not this page.
But I told you it was about men already.
Men should be kept underground. What? Who says that? I'm beating them out. BWYYEN.
Not the
JSA.
Oh, no. Okay, but if you disagree, put your hand up.
Oh, put your hand. Wait, what?
She was going to be a pick me just then, bro.
You're actually about to be pick me. I said, if you disagree, put your hand up.
Yeah. Okay, loud people are extremely insecure.
Not us revealing that.
No.
Ooh.
Is that an ad?
I don't think so, you know. I don't think so.
You know what, yeah.
I don't think so.
Story time. I was very loud in secondary school and I was also very insecure. So I don't know if that's cause and effect.
But you're the same.
No, but I'm not that insecure.
But you're the same as, if not, you're worse than
okay,
how you
what
were
are you then?
No, but I don't think that's true, personally. I don't actually think it's true.
So it doesn't apply to you, but apply to me.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I think it is true. I can't lie. It stems
I don't
from
know.
That. Like, you're so loud because you're trying to over, I don't know, like, you don't want people to see your face because you're so insecure about whatever it is, or like your body, let's say.
How you feel?
Sorry. Like, you're so victim blaming.
The way I looked at her was so condescending. Sorry.
Anyways, back to my TED talk. If you're, what's it called? What's the word? Like, you're trying to overpower something so that they don't focus on the other thing.
I don't know, because do you know the way I see it is that, like, I can have quiet times as well. Like, I don't feel the need to always be loud.
Yeah.
So, and do you know what it is? Like, I feel,
I know,
like,
but if someone met you today and was like, is Muna loud or quiet? They're not going to be like, she has quiet moments.
Oh, no, you're loud. Oh, no, 100%. No, 100%. But I feel like I don't, like, in my head, it's like, oh, I don't choose to, like, always be loud. Like, I'm just,
you're just loud. That's the whole point.
I don't know. I don't know.
I know a lot of insecure people that are shy and quiet.
Yeah, so, it goes two ways.
It goes two ways, yeah. Aww. Do you know what it is? I think it is true for some people, I'm not going to lie. That is the case, but I don't know. I have never really thought about it.
And we've literally now just told you it's for us.
No, but now I'm going to think about it. And now it might be the case for me.
God, okay, showers versus baths. Someone said obviously showers over baths.
Yeah,
that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
If you want to be clean, you're going to take a shower.
Yeah, like,
bath is like wind down.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't take a bath that day if I haven't taking a shower that day as well.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like, I don't want to bathe in my own filth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine coming out of the bath, it's black.
You know what's funny? You know, as kids though, my whole family, we used to have baths as kids.
Same.
Like, children, yeah, that is a bath.
I think it's because it was just
because
easy.
They're scrubbing you though. You're not scrubbing yourself.
Oh.
Like, your parent puts you in the bath so that you can have fun with the toys around.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That is true. Do our kids cleaner for longer? Because why did we also have less baths?
Whoa.
Whoa.
If anything, I had more baths back then.
No, but like, we weren't bathing every day. Whereas, like, as an adult, you're showering every day. Do you know what I mean?
Mm, I guess so. It's just because you've become yourself. Like, your own.
You're on to my body.
I don't know, man.
I can't wait for the comment section.
That I'm content being a stay-at-home wife/mum if my husband is working.
Okay, this one's a funny one because in the last video I did say...
Oh, Muna had a very different opinion.
I did say
Say it again.
That I'm content with becoming a stay-at-home wife/mum if my husband is working.
Yeah, so in the last video I said if my husband's working, I will also work because I don't want to stay at home. Now I'm saying I will stay at home because I'm tired. I'm tired of this girl.
How
much she's tired? Like,
who did you think you were when you said that?
I thought I was that girl. Clearly.
You know what's funny as well? We were like, okay, but what if he's a billionaire? Like, he's bringing home.
I don't want to follow my passion.
But I only said that because I said, why was I in uni for X amount of years to not do anything with it?
Well, you're not even doing anything with it now.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So honestly, I would stay at home, can't lie. Like, if I have the choice to, 100%.
I'll stay at home with no choice.
Next.
People with baby fever shouldn't have babies.
What?
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I kind of get that because you fetishize that word over your fetishize. Child. Like, it's kind of like more
of a prop. It's the idea of being a mother rather than the idea of, like, bringing
as
life.
As in, your kid's a prop more than it's actually a kid. So I kind of get that.
It's like the Kardashians with their kid.
Look at you getting at it today.
Kanye's not getting caught.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Ooh, that's controversial.
What?
Say it.
No, I'm not.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
Oh, my God, I'm out of screenshot.
I have to go back. Wait, what was it? I'll whisper it. It was very controversial.
Just say it. No, this is a good one.
People deserve your forgiveness, but not your trust back.
That's not unpopular. These are unpopular.
Because when you say, like, forgive, but don't forget, some people are like, no, that means you didn't forgive them if you didn't forget. Do you get it?
But forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting.
Some people say if you truly forgive someone, you have to forget what they did. Kind of like, let's say you take a cheater back. Not that any of us would. But if you keep bringing up the cheating, that means you didn't forgive me because you didn't forget. But then again,
I can say the same thing where it's like, you say I bullied you in year 8.
Oh my God.
You've forgiven me. I'm going to be honest, I didn't do it, guys. You've forgiven me, but you haven't forgotten because I hear it every single day.
You haven't forgotten because you can bring it up to this day.
Yeah, exactly, because you always bring it up.
No, you brought it up.
Okay, I brought it up this time that on the podcast. Okay.
She bullied me,
y'all. See, guys, she hasn't forgiven me yet. She hasn't forgiven me.
Refer back to episode 5.
She hasn't forgiven me, guys.
Episode 5.
Episode 7 and episode 9.
That means you haven't forgiven. That means you didn't forget.
I'm joking.
Oh, God.
But yeah, no, I think, I don't know, man. It's a bit of both, like... You do need to forget.
They shouldn't have put this mic in front of me. I'm having too much fun. I'm sorry, but...
Oh my God, someone said teenage relationships are overrated.
I mean, that's Wait, a bit can I ask haterish. A question?
Yeah, it is, why are you mad? It is a bit haterish because, like, why are you actually mad at them? That's not nice. People who vote by parties and not by policies shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Like, we don't care about politics. Next. Literally next.
You
did you vote last time?
Yeah, I actually did.
Let me snitch to the government.
Labour.
I can't vote.
You can't vote? Yeah. Oh my gosh, she actually can't vote.
Moon actually came with me to the polling station and they literally denied me.
Oh my gosh, I actually got sent back.
I forgot you were an immigrant.
I've been in this country my whole life and I'm not allowed to vote. Guys.
No, guys, it's actually so sad. She consciously came with me to the polling station. Like, she said, yeah, I'm going to vote today. I'm going to make a difference.
Guys, I felt stripped of my rights.
I'm going to make a change.
Why did you go if you didn't get a letter?
Oh, yeah. I did, though. That's what's weird. I did get a letter.
Don't beg it. No, you didn't. It was sent to your little sister. Because she's got a passport. You're
the British citizen.
It's actually so mad. It is, guys. Somebody else vote for me in the comments. Thanks.
Oh, someone said, oh, it's about men again, but I'm going to say it because it's funny. Men are naturally morally corrupt. And no, I'm not taking the piss. I'm being serious. That's fine, Amina. That's actually fine.
Read this one.
What?
Read Which that one? One.
Do it is the best member.
So popular.
What's her name? Popular opinion. Popular opinion. Okay. Ooh, I don't get the hype around Beyonce. She walks around like
she scares me. I'm sorry to everyone, but Beyonce scares me. I'm not even joking. When I watch her performances, she scares me.
Yesterday we were literally talking about conspiracy theories and we scared her. She couldn't sleep.
She generally couldn't sleep. It's so funny.
Made me bring up you lot. Exactly.
These unpopular opinions are very popular. I'm going to be very honest. Oh, I have one. Ketchup should be kept in the fridge.
Yes, every condiment.
No, what? I don't keep it in the fridge.
Yeah, that's weird.
You have ketchup warm.
I think if it's not opened
room
yet.
Room temperature.
No, I think if it's not opened yet, then don't put it in the fridge.
Yeah,
after it's open, put it in the fridge.
Why are you dipping your hot chip into cold ketchup?
Oh, that's so
that's
nice.
How it should be. It's so when nice. You go to a chicken and chip shop, it doesn't come out of a fridge.
A workshop. Oh my God. When you go to a workshop, let's have a lift.
Wait. Oh, it's just you. But anyways, yeah, when you go to CNS shop.
We had this conversation like two years ago. What? Showering at night is better than showering in the morning.
I've changed my mind.
Oh my God, who said?
I've changed my mind.
Thank you.
It was only because of Ramadan and it was only because of when I used to work. I only changed my mind in September last year.
Because if she's at home doing niche, then she's not out about. You get it? So of course she's going to shower in the morning.
Thank you.
No, but even the work, they didn't agree. She's like, yeah, what? But you're going to sit on your bed.
She just told you on camera that I changed when I started
working.
Yeah,
I'm working. In 4K. Oh my God, is it in 4K?
Is she watching me at home?
Because she can't edit if it's in 4K.
Oh!
Mad.
No, I can't. It's fine.
I know she can't. It's fine.
I
delete it. Okay.
Do you don't think it's on?
No, I don't think it's on
4K. Is it recording?
Okay, bye-bye. Rice tastes better with a fork. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
You're not even getting enough on the
food.
Fork.
It's too much. It's overwhelming.
Yes.
I get scared.
You know you're allowed to put your own amount.
I know, but it's
you don't need to fill up the
spoon. Too much. Like, a fork is like small, dainty.
Are you using a ladle, bruv? Just use a normal thing.
It feels like a ladle.
Rice, it's even whitewashed.
It feels like a ladle. It feels like a lot.
No,
it's
a knife.
Just cutting her rice.
Speed mold.
Oh my God, have you ever had... Sorry, it's so random. Have you ever had cucumber and you dipped it in sugar and it tastes like watermelon?
What? No. That's a struggle meal, I can't
Anyone
lie.
In the crowd? And we're with me. Really?
Oh, that's actually a struggle
Write
meal.
Write it in your notes. Wallahi, it's really? So good. It tastes, do you like watermelon?
Oh yeah, I like watermelon.
Oh my God. Do you ever have watermelon in our yard?
No.
I can tell. Get the cucumber, cut it up, put the sugar in.
No. I can tell you don't have watermelon in our yard because you're doing that to make it taste like watermelon.
Oh, wait.
No.
What's going on? You put watermelon the other day.
So what's the point of using your cucumber and sugar?
It's just, I actually did buy watermelon, guys.
It's just like, I don't know, it's just such a sick invention.
It's good. Anyways, oh my God, wait, guys, can I ask a question? What's your biggest struggle meal? I actually want to know.
Tell you, watermelon and sugar.
No. Like, actual meal, like, there's no food in the
yard. Back in the day, I'll be honest, I used to get toast, like bread, and I used to put cheese on it, and then I would melt
jam,
it, and then I put ketchup.
What?
Ketchup? Cheese and jam?
Oh, yeah, I used to do cheese.
I used to make pizzas. Like, put the toast, the cheese, melt the cheese.
Smart.
And I put
ketchup. I thought you used tomatoes. Oh, okay.
No, tomatoes. Oh. What the hell, my kid? I want ketchup. So good. Well, that is so bad.
My struggle meal was probably like beans or something. Oh, no.
Beans.
You know that meal that like Somali mums make where you cut up the bread?
Cut up the bread and put tea in it. That was so nice.
Kind of
that
slap.
But I didn't like that after like 8 years old.
I stopped eating it. After I grew up.
Yeah. I feel like mine was probably like, I don't know. I feel like it was like rice and like sugar or something.
Oh my God. Someone said.
Trust me, it's like, trust me.
Guys, someone said, Aisha needs to leave Diary Room and never come back because she literally is the worst person in the world.
Why would you read that out? And now she's going to cry. And now she's going to be more loud.
Does not exist.
Why did they say that?
That comment does not exist.
Now Aisha's going to be more loud.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
It was literally M-X-N-A-O-X.
It wasn't me.
That's selfless plug. So shameless plug.
Please don't plug me. I don't want my person to be there.
Okay.
Water has a taste, yes.
Oh, this is a good one, yeah.
Highland Springs.
Mm. Highland, yeah. Back then it used to be Evian. Anyways, yeah. You can love your family, but sometimes the idea of living alone is always there. Always, yeah. 99.9%.
Yeah, no, I would rather live alone. But the thing is that I've done it before, do you know what I mean? Mm. So I kind of want to go back to it.
When you're home alone, do you not get scared?
I love it.
Yeah, I do. I get so scared.
Yeah, the silence scares me. Guys, like, I need hustle and bustle.
When these two are at my house, yeah, they're always so scared.
I'm on edge.
Always.
And no, guys, her house speaks.
So nice. Her house apparently speaks.
It talks
my
back.
House
speaks. What about you talks back? We'll be having an argument. We'll be like,
I can't say it's yours, you know?
Yeah, yours actually speaks as well.
It makes noise
in the house. You get it?
No, without it. Remember that time in January?
Oh.
It's like you can hear the washing machine, but I'm not washing anything.
Oh. It's weird. I don't think that was your house. I think that was something else.
Anyways, yeah. Sorry.
Living alone is scary, man.
I love it.
But like, I want it, your own space at the same time. Like,
do you want to
go to the fridge? The food you left there is still there.
Yeah.
If I leave food in the fridge, long day. Yeah. I'm getting eaten.
Do you know what's so funny though? Do you know what's so funny though? Like, I basically live alone at home right now, but I still want my own space. Like, I still want a new.
What, really?
I just want a new. Do you know what I mean?
Something fresh.
Mm. Sadia says something, but it makes no sense. So I'm going to link ESOL classes right here. Please click that link and join that. Because that is not English. She said, on my
TikTok, I spoke about not having a one best friend.
You're always with 24.
Okay, I spoke about not having one best friend. Okay, what's the conclusion?
Sadia, the link will be in the description.
Do you know what it is? I do understand what you're saying. So she always speaks about not having one person, if that makes sense, and like
who
not
you
having
share like, one person. With.
Yeah, like she has like a lot of people, if that makes sense.
We spoke about this, I can't lie, in the last episode.
Did we?
The last unpopular opinion.
I mean, that was in June. There's new people out.
Go on. Refresh them.
Go on.
Check that out.
Period products should be free. Oh my God, fun fact, guys. In Scotland, it's actually free.
Scotland?
I might have lied.
Why is
it's free, right? Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, you've got the first nod of approval.
Oh. I was going to say, who agreed with you?
You just made me go, yeah.
She phoned a friend.
I phoned a friend. 50-50. Literally. But yeah, no, isn't that mental, guys?
Menty B.
Honestly, Menty B.
Oh my God, mermaids and aliens exist. Yes.
Oh, no.
Okay, Catherine.
I mean, it's not popular for a reason.
Catherine Broom.
It's actually McBroom. Oh, yes. Word. Anyway, I believe aliens, but mermaids. So how can you be something up above but not below? You can make something. I'm like, half human, half fish.
70% of the ocean
it's
a 90. So yeah. You even agree?
It's actually 70.
It's 70.
You're 70% water. That's what you're getting confused.
Oh, in our bodies.
Yes.
Oh yeah, you're right.
It's smart. It's dirty.
In our bodies.
70% what?
No, you're mad.
If you
go, you don't agree.
Let's phone a friend. Is it 70?
It's definitely not 9.
No, it's 50-50 now.
Hey, that's funny.
Pineapple on pizza. Yeah, man. I actually enjoy it. Guys, I can't lie. I should put me on to Barbecue Bay, pineapple, chicken, and sweet corn. It's because dude doesn't like meat on her pizza.
Dude is very odd. She doesn't get any meat on her pizza. She just has cheese and tomato.
Guys, in a gathering or a party or anything, she'll always request margarita.
Like, be a bit original, but, like, a little bit of something.
Do you know how rude that is to request margarita?
Everyone loves margarita.
You know it is. Rude, but it's like,
you're 100%, but it's just so mean. Like, imagine someone doesn't eat margarita.
Do you know how mean that is that you're saying that I'm not allowed to request what I like, but you can?
Yes. Because my opinion is more popular.
Please, can you
A popular opinion.
Shush, man.
The title of the video? Come on, man.
Oh, yeah.
I can't lie.
Say that again.
Cargo's graphic tee. Oh, where is it? Cargo's graphic tee and forces / Jordan 1s is not drip.
Do you know what it is? Not anymore. Like,
it was the cheap drip for uni students.
Yeah.
It was AKS, accessible drip.
Literally, AKS.
Yeah. I'm going to be so honest. Like, it's just something that I wear on my day to day. What's that song? On my day to day. Do you know what it is? I don't think that cargoes and like graffiti. I think it's a nice outfit, but I wouldn't say that it's drip. But on the same breath, if like, I wouldn't go out of my way to be like, oh, what an ugly, do you know what I mean?
I can't, like, some people make it look nice and some make it look drippy. Yeah, it just depends on the style and the quality of whatever you buy.
Yeah.
You know what I've clocked about style and fashion? It's like, it's very, whatever's trendy is kind of just what everyone wears.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's kind of just following.
Do the same
thing. I'm a victim as well. Don't get me wrong.
Look at me now. No, literally. And do you know what it is as well? I don't think that drip equates to money. Like, I'm going to be honest, it's not a designer. Lot of designer outfits, I'm going to be so honest, design makes me sick. Like, I don't like a lot of designer. I don't like a lot. Let's not even talk about American drip. Oh!
You like your socks and your flipping ankle swingers.
Oh my God, let me talk about something. Unpopular opinion. What? Americans do not know how to do prom. You don't.
Oh my God,
what is going on? I'm so sorry. I just don't get it. You are
the
non-hijabi.
Colours, standing on the
you
dress.
You are able to wear whatever you want. Like, you know whenever you... Do you ever like sit as a hijabi and a Muslim think, if I was a non-hijabi and I was able to wear whatever I want, why are you picking that?
Unpopular opinion with hijabis, I'm so sorry. I love all of you. Beautiful. But one thing I don't like, if the dress is a tank dress, don't wear the dress. You don't have to wear a bodysuit under it. No, guys, you don't have to wear a bodysuit under it. If it's not halal, don't wear it. Because the bodysuit makes it uglier. Please, for the love of God, please.
Yeah, if it's a satin dress,
don't
look at me. Don't look at anyone.
Why do you feel that in your argument?
I hate that picture of my face. Take your face off.
Your dress, but she's past that now.
Okay, but you look like, we literally all used to wear long tops and t-shirts, and that's also unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
T-shirts, graphic tees and long tops underneath it, I don't like anymore.
I don't agree. I would do that to this day.
That's you.
If the shirt is black and the body top's black, there's no issue.
That's so yuck.
Insert clip of all of us in Morocco.
That's so yuck.
Literally, we wear that.
Yeah, but that's only because we had to, because what? And also, there's no pics of us in that.
There is.
Help me, my friend.
I've seen some girls wear like pretty dresses, like let's say it's up to here, but the sleeves, but they'll wear like a skin colored top, like a meshy top, and it works.
Wait,
but then it looks like skin.
No, I don't like that as well, because now you're actually being cheeky. You're making it seem as if it's your skin.
Yeah.
No, that's cheeky.
Mina said, take off the clothes.
Take off the clothes, man.
Take off your clothes.
Take it off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm back to American. Sorry, I have something against you guys in prom. Why are you stepping on her dress to take a picture?
You know what, though? Someone had a valid point and they were like, they can't, if they don't step on the dress, they're going to be out of the photo.
Just out of the photo.
No, but you don't need to spread out that dress on
Men
the floor.
Men don't deserve to be in the photo.
I am dead.
I don't get it. I don't know how to dress, but I don't know how you don't know how to dress as well, because I'm not allowed to dress. Why are you doing it? Like, come on now.
Oh, I have a question. Has Spotify had a podcast in a while? Like, I don't know, because
Apple, we always forget about Apple.
Who's Apple, bruv? I'm so sorry.
Yes, Spotify got the last six.
Did they? Oh, that's cute. Hi, Spotify.
What about the last six?
I haven't had Spotify in a while. That's why.
Hey, Spotify. Hey, Apple.
The live podcast. That's the only one you guys didn't get because you had to be there.
Oh. And everyone that was like, oh, are you going to post a Birmingham live podcast?
No.
You literally had to be there.
We were stressed. People didn't eat. I'm joking.
They didn't.
I'm joking.
Are we going to talk about that?
I'm joking. Insert the bottle at the end of the night.
No, we're not actually adding that. Sorry.
It was a beautiful event, though. We haven't even spoken about the event.
No, respectfully, you had to be there.
You had to be there, but it was great.
Best event.
Sucks to be you. It was actually good, though.
When we say we have an event coming up, do not sit there and say, I will wait for tickets, because it will sell out, and who will look like the...
Literally. And don't sit there and say, I didn't know you had an event. You follow my socials, though.
Why are you following if you're not going to be following my moves?
You don't sound like them weird influencers, bro.
Yeah, I'm a weird influencer. I'm joking. Yeah. You know what? One thing I hate as well,
Don't follow me.
No. Unpopular opinion as well, The word influencer needs to get dashed in the bin. Sorry.
It does. What are you influencing and what are we influencing? I'm not
true,
influencer,
true.
Respectfully.
Because I don't want to influence you personally. Sorry. I make content creator. That makes sense.
Yeah, content creator.
Influencer?
You're creating content, but you're not influencing.
I could say wallahi, guys.
Content creator is much better.
No, guys, I can actually say wallahi, like, if you lot think that I influence you, like, I'll be upset by that. Like, that actually makes me upset. I don't ever want you lot to be influenced by me. Do you know? Like, me? Nah, safe. That's actually quite rude. So say that again, because it was better.
Damn, forgot it.
Someone said the girls were...
Girls are stronger than guys.
Emotionally. Yes, physically, probably not.
No, emotionally, in some ways, no.
What?
Women are very emotional.
Emotionally, I think 100%. Are you dumb?
But if you're
men can't take anything.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sorry.
No,
we know how to deal with our emotions. They don't.
Guys, men can't take anything.
Yeah.
Like, men...
By the way, crying is not being weak.
Yeah, it's not being weak.
But I'm saying that, like, men don't know how to deal with things. Like, they don't understand how feelings work. I'm going to be so
men
honest.
Men are bottles. Think of a Highland bottle. That's what a man is. Every time he has an emotion, he fills up that bottle till it reaches the top. And you know, with the Highland bottles, they're squeezy. So
and it's not
so
even
much
just
pressure,
that.
You squeeze it, and all the pressure comes out.
Do you know what it is? It's not even just that, wallahi, It's the thing where it's like, even like a small issue, they'll make a fat deal over, and it's like, you know, that's not even that deep.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even that deep.
Yeah, like,
I'm going to be so honest.
Please rediscuss.
Literally, they'll say, oh my God, like I literally spilt this on my jeans. Ugh! You know that
my jeans are ruined. Now I'm not gonna go to my birthday dinner, bro.
That's actually it. I can't lie.
That's girls as well.
But girls will be like, you didn't come to my birthday dinner. I'm cutting you off. Like, grow up.
Okay, that's true.
Like, valid.
Oh, ridiculous. I feel like birthdays are different though. Like, I feel like with
for the
girls,
younger gen as well.
Yeah, like they just do too much about birthdays.
Why are birthdays such a big deal for girls?
I've kind of
not understood it.
Yeah. Also, guys, as well. Me personally, unpopular opinion. If you're a guy and you care a lot about your birthday, that's also.
Like, why are you celebrating as a man?
Yeah.
Why are you celebrating anything?
Yeah. Like, shouldn't you just, like,
you should just expect it.
Like, yeah, well, it's your birthday. Shouldn't you just be like, yeah, it's my birthday?
Yeah. You should be like, it's my birthday. I'm going to go to the cave. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe I'm going to go build a house. That should be you.
Another year being a man.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is suspicious. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there in a room. Woo!
Oh, my God. And they're literally filming the cake coming in.
Oh, we said this before, you know.
Men that snap their food, until now.
Men that snap their food, you need to be cancelled. You need to be, your phone needs to be taken from you, and you need to be put in jail, behind bars, phone confiscated, and never given back. And you need to delete all your social media, and you need to go back to
your country. Take back the Somalis.
Thank you, Mr. Trump. Take them back to their country, Mr. Trump.
Wait, no, that's funny. We're not going to talk about men because.
Yeah,
but me saying that.
Let's be honest, it gets us views.
40 minutes into the episode, we're not going to talk about men.
I have something I want to bring up that actually I haven't been able to bring up again.
Do it.
The last time we brought it up, the sound cut off.
But actually, you were silenced.
Yes, I was literally silenced. But the episode did still go out on Spotify. So if you heard this,
just get to the point.
Go on then.
Sorry. If you heard this argument on Spotify, you're hearing it again. Would you guys walk in?
Yes.
And I know.
Yes,
what? You're going to use this example, but don't.
Oh my God.
Would you guys walk in to a married couple's home if the other partner that you're that you're friends with is not there? For example, if I was married and you visit my home.
I changed my mind.
Oh, wow.
No, only after you did it.
Okay.
Yeah, and only because I have a married friend now, so put everything to the
side.
Insert clip of them victim shaming me.
I must say though.
Insert clip of them gaslighting me.
But you did it.
Calling me crazy.
But you.
And that is you. But me, you either have to get back in your car and come meet me with the groceries or wait in your car.
That's so toxic.
Maybe imagine that is it.
That means you don't trust your man.
Or us.
No. We're married women now. Grow up.
Bring your mans with you.
Oh my.
You know what I mean?
I'm a victim. My friend in peace.
If you came with your mans, 100%.
You're weird and you're crazy.
So
you need to fix that.
Okay.
Right now, because I'm coming to your house without you knowing.
Hani invited us over for dinner. Shout out to Hani.
Hani Ali.
She invited us over for iftar. And then we arrived and her husband opened the door, but I could hear the food boiling.
She couldn't hear Hani.
She could hear the water running.
And if she's so
about
her point, she would not walk in.
He made a joke of saying Hani's not here, guys, but I walked in because I knew he was taking the piss.
So me and Dua are like,
we stood outside.
They got nervous because they're silly. They're silly. I made an educated guess by looking at the environment.
Okay, and what if your guess was wrong?
Home.
What would you have done?
I wouldn't take that risk.
Back out.
I wouldn't take that risk. I
would have already in there. You're already in there. You might as well go to his bedroom.
What?
You
in
might
the door.
Go straight in.
You're the one who literally said you lift my man. Relax.
No, you said. I just said. In gender, she's going to take our man. In gender.
Of course, I
just said. In gender, she's taking my man.
We're literally gender. There's no such thing as sin.
That's so mental.
There's no such thing as sin. If he's penga, then what I want, I'm going to be like, Allah, I'm going to ask for that.
It actually sounds mad when you say it out loud.
But it's not madder than walking into my house as a married woman.
We literally just talked to each other.
I have a point though. Imagine if I was someone. What do you mean? I changed my mind. I grew. I evolved.
But
I also have a
point. So why am I still being shamed for my opinion?
Because you didn't.
You did it.
No, but I told you why I did.
Well, last week, if you didn't do it, yeah, we'd be like, okay, yeah, fair. I should be like, fair.
If you weren't the one to back
me up. Are you being serious? You really thought Hani wasn't home?
It's not about that.
I didn't realize. Okay, so imagine if I was with someone, yeah? Cool. And then imagine if, like, we're all like a big, like, friendship group, if that makes sense, yeah? And I wasn't home, would you come in?
No.
Oh.
Wait, say that again. I changed my mind.
Because it's a thing, but then again, it is true, because do you know what it is? Yeah, it's a thing where it's like, I wouldn't mind you going in if it was like my husband, but if it was the same way around, I wouldn't go in.
I'm gonna have to put my hands up. The only reason why I changed my mind is because it happened.
Because it happened.
And like I saw that moment, I was like, and why? I would never walk in. Do you get it? So like, because I was put in that position, I was humble.
Oh my God, guys, I have a question. What if it was a thing where it was like, well, it did obviously happen, but if it was like us three,
crazy, yeah. Why can't I have my question? Okay, go on.
I want to have my question. Sorry. I'll start first. What if, yeah, it was like us three as a collective and we walked in? Obviously, it happened, yeah? It's obviously better if it's us three than just one person. Do you get it? But it's still bad. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, say your point then. Gosh. I just want to give you the context
of how extreme they made the scenario, guys, so that they can
take my husband.
Let me finish my point. How extreme they made the scenario so that they can walk into the house. So they said, Aisha, what if it was raining? What if it was pouring? What if I had no way home? Can I still come in just because you're not there? Why are you that desperate to enter the house?
Why are you mad that Aisha,
I'm mad now. Do you know why? Because it was never about the man. It was only about comfort for us, wallahi.
Yeah.
It was never about the man.
But you're choosing comfort over disrespect.
It was never about the man.
You're choosing comfort over disrespect.
Our intentions were, come on, like, it's not that deep. Like, we're literally all friends. Do you get it? It's not that deep.
I'm going to disrespect my friends so that I can be away from the rain.
And also as well, we never ever thought about marriage. So us collectively don't know what we're going to do about marriage. Get it? Like, we're the baby girls when it comes to marriage. You know what I mean? We're
actually
baby girls. So we don't understand the whole realm of like disrespect and that and block. Do you get it?
That was crazy. I thought it was such a logical, normal explanation because even when I explained it to other people, I'm going to be honest,
I didn't get it because I was like, why would
Honestly, all I want is an apology.
No,
because you did it.
Respectfully.
Well, if you didn't do it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm sorry. But you did it.
I mean, I would have said sorry. How they made me feel.
That wasn't clear for anyone, basically. I actually used to say, like, straight up, Muna is not allowed my husband.
I'm not entering her home either.
No, context though. I'm saying if I'm not there, you're not allowed in my house on your own to just you and your
man. Now let me give context. Why are you even there?
Shush, man.
Stop being biased. Let me land.
I'm only there for some
Let me land. Imagine I'm linking Aisha, And Aisha said, come to my yard. Shut the And Aisha said, come to my yard. Aisha's running a bit late. She's not there.
I popped up to get some groceries.
Yeah. Are you not letting me wait inside?
No.
While he's upstairs, I'm still on the couch.
She said, no, she's missing.
I would let you inside.
No, okay, I'll let you inside. That's fantastic. And that is you. But me, you either have to get back in your car and come meet me with the groceries or wait
Aisha,
in your car.
That's so toxic.
Maybe imagine that is me.
That means you don't trust your man.
Or us. No. 100% I don't trust my man. I don't trust any man.
As a married woman.
I don't trust my man.
Aisha, as a married woman, come on now.
Doesn't matter. Why are you even in the presence of another person that isn't even
your
Aisha,
but her intention is to come and visit you.
If your intention is to come visit me, come to me to the shop then. Why do you want to sit in my yard?
Imagine you are 2 minutes away. You're just driving 2 minutes away.
Yeah, you can wait 2 minutes. How is 2 minutes do I have to wait?
What if it's cold? What if it's, there's a tornado?
That's crazy. You should have brought an umbrella.
Tsunami.
Earthquake. That would happen in the UK.
A volcano.
No, we're okay, didn't see it either.
Oh my God.
We can have a difference of opinion, that's okay. If you're really, your intention is to come and see me then.
We're married women now, grow up.
Bring your mans with you.
Oh my God.
I'm a visit my friend in peace.
If you came with your mans, 100%.
You're weird and you're crazy. I need to fix that.
Okay.
Right now, because I'm coming to your house without you knowing.
Thank you.
Are you done victim blaming yourself? Yeah?
Victim blaming. Wow. Gaslighters.
Done. If I'm gaslighting, that's fine. If you're a victim, I'm gaslighting. She's a victim.
What am I?
I'm still standing on the point they made. Like I said, Wallahi, if Aisha didn't do it herself, I would be like, you know what?
Why are you using me as a moral compass? Why are you using what I did? I might apologize to someone that literally contradicts myself.
How about that? Because I want to.
Very interesting.
Because I can do what I like. How about that? I'm 24 years old. I can do what I like.
End it.
Send better to me in the comments.
Purple hearts if you agree with me and you support me. Thank
Blue
you.
Hearts if you
Take
agree with me.
Take
Yellow hearts.
I mean,
pink hearts if you're Muslim.
Purple hearts if you're Muslim and you agree with me.
No.
Purple hearts if you're anybody that's watching.
Blue hearts if you're a human. Blue hearts if your heart is beating.
No. Pink heart if you have oxygen in your body.
Blue heart if you are watching.
Wait, Aisha, you have to end it properly.
You're lucky.
All right, listen. Pink heart if you're
blue hearts
like me.
If you're human. Blue hearts if you're watching this with two eyes. Oh shit.
Pink heart if you love Allah. Blue everyone sharp.
Is- no one can go above that. No one can actually go above that.
Because there could be Christians. So I want all of all of the comments. Blue hearts if you love your family,
and you love this channel,
anyway.
Purple heart. Anyway, thanks for the podcast, guys. It was really messy. Sorry about that.
It's been your boy.
Oh my god, guys! Before we say it's your boy, have you not noticed the blue lights behind us?
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
Yeah, because we're blue people.
Do you guys like the light candle? Because we really like that.
I actually like the candle, but you're safe in the home, I think.
No, you legit. Nah.
No, don't say it because they're going to watch this, man.
Relax, don't say it because they're going to watch it. Go wrap up. We're taking the piss.
She's lucky.
Don't say it because they're going to watch the video, man. All right. See you later, guys. Thanks for watching. It's your boy, Dua.
It's been your boy, Aisha.
That's
actually good. And it's been your boy, Mina.
Peace.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
This episode was brought to you by London Podcast Studios. This is the studio we use today. They're based in Hackney. And if you would like to know more details, guys, it will be in the description.